人不多。
When I look out, there's actually not that many people here today.
所以以后我会请大家都往前。
So I ask you to sit closer to the front.
以后聚会后面不坐人，应该听见了吧？我开了。
And I hope that in the future we don't sit near the back.
要我们来到主面前啊，我们求主的话能够吸引我。
When we come before the Lord, we ask that His word would draw us.
我还是请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念我。
I still ask brothers and sisters to remember me in your prayers.
我还是会头晕。
I'll still have dizziness.
我相信主能够托住我们在他的面前。
But I trust that the Lord will bring us through.
我想我这段时间跟你们交通过这个耶稣是谁。
I shared with you before who Jesus is.
我不知道你们还记得耶稣是谁。
I don't know if you still remember this.
我基本上可以想一件事你是忘光了。
I could say one thing, you might have forgotten it all.
基本上是忘光。
Maybe we have forgotten it all.
因为如果你真的有看的话，你要需要花点时间。
Because if you really know, you have to spend time to look at it.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹提到，我只是提一件事情，就是圣经里面讲到耶稣。
And so I just mentioned one thing last time on what the Bible says about Jesus.
那时候是耶稣在地上。
That was when Jesus was on earth.
所以特别用他的名字，耶稣告诉我们他活在地上是怎么活的。
And especially using his name Jesus to show us how he lived on this earth.
我也不知道你们还记得多少。
I don't know how much you remember.
所以我还是想要再提一下。
So I want to bring it up again.
我想我上次跟你们提的大概有四次。
So I shared about four times on this matter.
一次讲到耶稣他怎么面对这些他当时活在地上，虽然是有三年多一点的时间，三年半，但他接触了很多犹太人。
First, we want to see how Jesus handled the people around him. In his 3.5 years of service, he encountered many Jews.
也纪念了很多当时在地上的人。
And he also met many people, the multitude there.
我是希望弟兄姊妹好好把这个读过。
And I want brothers and sisters to carefully read this over.
虽然只有四篇，啊，没四个提到耶稣在地上做犹太人，对犹太人讲话。
Although there are only 4 books that speak about how Jesus spoke to the Jews.
希望我们也知道主在对我们讲什么话。
May we also know how the Lord is speaking to us.
我想我听你们提过，第一个是对犹太人说。
So first he spoke to the Jews.
如果你知道主耶稣那时候真的跟这些犹太人说。
If you really know what he spoke to them.
那犹太人根本就不听他。
But the Jews did not listen to him.
你不要以为犹太人不要。
Don't think that the Jews did not want it.
他们想得胜。
They wanted to overcome.
他等着如果有一天耶稣来到地上，他们整个国家能够复兴起来。
They wanted Jesus to come as a king so that their whole nation could be,
但是这些犹太人看到耶稣所讲的，他们就没这种感觉。
But these Jews, when they heard what Jesus said, did not have this sort of feeling.
最后他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And in the end, they crucified Jesus on the cross.
虽然他没有这个权做这个事。
Although they did not have the right to do this.
他可以找人去把耶稣钉死。
But yet they found others to nail him to the cross.
因为他们就是要把耶稣去掉。
Because they just wanted to remove him.
不要忘记耶稣活了30多岁，看起来像50多岁。
We can't forget that although Jesus is only 30 years old, he appeared older, like 50.
他们真的跟他们谈的时间很短。
And the time he talked with them is actually very short.
全部都是要拒绝他。
And all rejected him.
我们今天要记得，我们是不是，因为很多人不信主的人基本上都是拒绝主的。
And so we know those people do not believe in Jesus, they reject him.
我们今天说信了主，我们接受了主多少。
But today, we who have believed in him, how much have we received him?
我第二个我提到这个少年的官哈。
Second, I brought up the rich young ruler.
你知道这个少年官啊，他很年轻。
This ruler, he was young.
他 跟着很多圣经的律法过生活。
And he lived his life according to the laws in the Bible.
定了多少的一些事情他都跟着走的。
And whatever laws established, he would follow these laws.
但是你发现这个少年的官他还是有东西他感觉我是缺少。
But you find that this rich young ruler still felt that there were things he was lacking.
所以弟兄姊妹你会觉得说我们对主有觉得我有缺乏吗?
So brothers and sisters, do you feel like there's something lacking in me to the Lord?
他是觉得缺乏。
He felt a lack.
所以他去找耶稣说我怎么得到永生。
So he went to Jesus and asked him, what can I do to receive eternal life?
我这段时间还是有机会跟一些朋友谈谈福音。
In this time, I also had the opportunity to share the gospel with some friends.
他们没有什么觉得他是有什么缺乏的就享受世界就是。
And they don't feel like there's any lack. They just want to enjoy the world.
但是这里有一个人说我还是有缺乏。
But there is one person here who said, I still feel I have a lack.
耶稣第一步先问他你一些东西有没有学。
And he first asked him, have you done these things?
这个少年的官说我什么从年幼都学了。
He said, I have kept all these from my youth.
主耶稣说还有一个。
And Jesus said, there's still one
把你全部都放掉不要守在你手上跟着我走。
And Jesus told him to sell all you have, give to the poor, and follow me.
你知道我们今天啊受得了这句话。
Can we accept these words today?
你知道当主对这个人讲这句话的时候。
When the Lord spoke these words to this young man.
他发现他有这么多钱没用他放不掉。
This young man thought he had so much money, but he was unable to let it go.
他绝对放不掉。
He could not let it go.
他就是要过这样的生活。
He just wanted to live that life.
所以对于他来讲他最后是什么忧忧愁愁的时候。
So we see his result is that he left sorrowful.
这个值得我们要去思想。
This is worth us considering.
这个人虽然他愿意听耶稣还是跟不上。
Although this person was willing to listen to Jesus, yet he still could not follow.
我提到第三个撒该。
Then I spoke of Zacchaeus.
你知道撒该啊他很多钱。
Zacchaeus also had a lot of money.
他又是一个很多钱的人。
He's another person who is rich.
但他从来没有什么说我做过什么好事没有。
But he never said he has done good, what good in his life.
他跟那个少年的官差别太大了少年官还小的时候还有点算是不错了。
He's very different from the rich young ruler who was pretty good in his youth.
那对撒该来讲他什么都没好处。
But for Zacchaeus, he did nothing good.
说他听了这么多人跟着耶稣他说我要去看看。
And he heard all these people follow Jesus, so he said, I need to take a look myself.
他怎么我都要去看。
No matter what, I need to see Jesus.
如果你读这段圣经你发现这个人没有在想他要信主。
When you read the Bible, you find that this person did not think that he would be saved.
他只想知道做什么事。
He just wanted to know what to do.
他爬到山上去。
树上。He climbed up into the,
他爬上去了。
He climbed up into the tree.
Yeah, 他在那里他就是说我要看看就够了。
And he said, just as long as I can see is enough.
如果弟兄姊妹读这段圣经的话
When brothers and sisters read these verses,
你能否看中一件事情就是耶稣已经知道你。
And you find one thing is that Jesus already knows you.
如果你真的有追求过主的话
If you have pursued the Lord,
你有没有想过主在哪里看着你的
Have you imagined Jesus look upon you?
说当主走过来抬头告诉他说我今天晚上住在你家。
So when Jesus looked up to him and said, Today I'm coming to your house.
你要知道对这个撒该来说他根本不知道耶稣看到他。
And for Zacchaeus, he didn't even realize that Jesus would look up and see him.
所以他就是说撒该竟然要住我家。
So Jesus would,
主耶稣要住在我家。
So Jesus would come into my house.
他整个人改变。
His whole life completely changed.
他回到家之后他说我一半这个给主。一半就给主。
So he said, I give half of my goods to the poor.
骗了谁的我都还四倍。
And whoever I have taken from falsely, I restore fourfold.
什么东西让他改变？
So what changed him?
就是耶稣一句话。
It's just one word. 今天晚上住在你家。 Today I must stay at your house.
弟兄姊妹，你说你信的主很久。
So brothers and sisters, you say you have believed in the Lord for a long time.
或者你才说你刚信。
Or maybe you just believe in the Lord.
究竟主跟你讲了多少话？
How much has the Lord spoken to you?
还是主就是跟你讲了一次的话？
Or maybe just the Lord spoke once.
主真的在你身上做事？
He worked truly in your life.
还是始终没做过话？
Or perhaps.
我只是在这里抓知识就够了。
I'm just holding on to knowledge.
做一些我想做的事就够了。
Or I just want to do what I want.
我真的看到我的主。
Do I really see my Lord?
这个是关键。
This is the key.
这个非常大的关键。
This is a great importance.
第四个我提到了那两个人。The
fourth, I spoke of the two disciples.
你知道的，两个人是服侍主的。
We see that two of them were serving the Lord.
听到耶稣钉死了。
When they heard that Jesus was crucified,
你知道对这两个人已经很忧愁。
And these two were so sorrowful.
我把自己想一想，你是其中的那个。
Imagine if you were one of them.
你什么感觉？
What would be your feeling?
耶稣钉死了。
Jesus died.
但是问题我又听到了，现在说他复活。
But the problem now we hear he is resurrected.
请问我们里面听的是什么？
But what do we feel with it?
什么影响了我们生活？
What has affected our lives?
你发现这两个人，他们就回家了。
We see that these two men, they went home.
他们非常的低落。
They were so down.
他们非常的忧愁。
They were so sorrowful.
但你有没有想到看到耶稣特别去找他？
But do you find that Jesus especially went to seek them out?
四卷福音书只有这个提到耶稣去找他。
In four books of the gospel, we see here, Jesus specifically goes to seek out these two men.
当耶稣跟他讲话，他们根本就不知道这是耶稣。
But when Jesus was speaking to them, they couldn't even recognize him.
但是耶稣跟他谈了这个整个关于耶稣的事给他们听。
But Jesus was revealing all these things to them.
也就发现，当他终于耶稣有给他吃着饼喝着杯的时候。
But we see that after they broke the bread and drank the cup,
这两个人变了。These
two people changed.
你改过来，原来你就是耶稣。And
they suddenly saw you are Jesus.
有时候你会想，你跟着耶稣这么多年，怎么都不认识他了？
So sometimes you might think you follow Jesus so many years, yet you didn't even recognize him.
要知道，我们都聚会，我们以为都认识主，我告诉你，可能都没有。We
all gather together. We all think we know the Lord. Perhaps not.
我们只是守一些律法，做一些外面的事。
We're just holding on to some rules and regulations, doing some outward things.
我们里面没碰见我们的主。
We have never touched the Lord within.
说主耶稣走掉了，我整个人失望了。
And so when Jesus left, we're completely sorrowful.
直到他们耶稣讲过的话，到耶稣给他看到，他原来就是耶稣。
Until Jesus spoke the words to them, then they saw he is Jesus.
这个两个人都改变了。 And
these two people changed.
他们已经走很远，才走到晚上才回家。They
walked far and then they returned home at night.
他整个晚上不睡觉，回去找这些门徒去。But
then in the night, they walked back and returned to the other disciples.
圣经没在讲到这两个人怎么样。
The Bible does not record anymore about what happened.
我相信这两个人是改变。
But I believe these two disciples changed.
我们今天如果读福音书，
if we read the book of the gospel,
我们遇见我们的主吗？
Do we meet our Lord?
我想，如果那天给我讲的话，我还要讲。
And if I could share more, I would continue to share more.
所以我今天还想讲。
Oh, so today I would like to continue that.
我想跟你们读，看一个。
I want to look at one instance.
Yes, one more instance. 有一个人叫什么，有一天呢，耶稣去了，应该只是中午的时候，他走到一个沙漠的地方。
And so one day, Jesus in the heat of day went to a desert area.
或者我们看一看这个圣经哈，这个。 因为他遇到一个撒玛利亚的妇人。Because
here he met the Samaritan woman.
我们先看一下几节圣经就好了。Let's
read a few verses.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第七节。
John chapter 4 verse 7.
我看不到啊。这个我只讲后面这句话。这个耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
At the end of verse 7, Jesus said to her, give me a drink.
然后我们看一看这个
And then we'll look at verse 13 and 14.
耶稣回答说，凡喝着水的，还要再喝；人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。不渴我所赐的水，要在它里头成为泉源，使永到永生。
Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
我再读一句哈，第二十四节。
We'll read one more, verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这里讲到耶稣去找一个人。
Here it speaks that Jesus went to look for someone.
你要知道，耶稣真的去找人。We
need to know Jesus looks for people.
我们会去找朋友吗？
Do we look for gospel friends?
讲老半天人家也不会信。That
we do, if we even work hard, they still don't believe in the Lord.
你看耶稣去讲一个一个就信。But
we see Jesus spoke to one person and that person believed.
我们能够经历说讲一讲有人信主。Have
we ever experienced that we share with someone and they believe?
所以有时候慢慢我们也不想做。We
don't, so then over time we don't want to
do it anymore. 因为整个问题是我们这个人。But
the whole problem lies with ourselves.
我们只是想去搞搞一些宗教的东西，或者带一个人信主就差不多了。We
just want to do some religious activities, or maybe I bring one person to be saved, and that's good enough.
但是耶稣要找这个人。
Jesus looked for this person, even though others did not understand. Jesus went to look for
him. 他很热在哪里，又口干坐在那里。
And he was hot there and he was thirsty sitting there.
有个女人因为我结婚又离婚，这个就不想见到人，最热的时候出来倒水。
And so we see that there is a woman, and because of all her divorces, she didn't want to meet anyone, so at the heat of day, she came to draw water.
所以我常跟弟兄姊妹说，好好读读主耶稣怎么传福音。And
so I tell brothers and sisters, let's look carefully at how Jesus shares the gospel.
我们跟朋友可能也不知道怎么说。Oftentimes
we don't know what to tell gospel.
因为他第一个说，给我水喝。We
see Jesus says first, give me a drink.
请问你给我水喝跟传福音啥关系啊？
What does you giving me a drink have to do with sharing the gospel?
这是耶稣的传福音。
But this is how Jesus shares the gospel.
耶稣就是这样的传福音给这个人。This
is how Jesus shared the gospel to this person.
他跟他讲到要水喝，谈谈谈，他又开始谈到我的水是给你，你真的喝我给你水，永远都不会喝口渴。And
then afterwards, he started sharing with her that whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst.
到最后，他说你要来信。 用心灵和诚实拜我。
And then in the end, he said, you must worship in spirit and truth.
你读这一段里面发现这个女人变。And
when we read these verses, we find that this woman changed.
如果你真的读下去，这个人得救。And
not only that, when you keep reading, this person was saved.
我没有几个人试过讲一次人家信主。
How many experiences do we have? We share one time and the person is saved.
我试过讲一个人讲了两年都没信。I
have experienced I shared 2 years they didn't even believe.
怎么讲就讲一次。
How can it be one time and they're
saved? 所有时间的人都不信，我最后跟他拜拜，我说我再不跟你讲话了，两年浪费我时间。
And then at the end after 2 years I said bye and I said I wasted my time with.
所以我那时候如果讲我故事，就是我那时候要问，我为什么讲两年这个人还不信主？
And so then I have to come before the Lord. Why did I share 2 years and this person still did not believe?
一些问题是我这边还不是他的。And
there was actually some problems on my end, not just on their end.
你发现当主耶稣在这里，要救一个人，他把福音怎么告诉这些人？And
so when Jesus wants to save a person, how does he share the gospel to this person?
我们今天 我们知道主摆上很多祷告。
We know that Jesus had a lot of prayer.
我们摆上很多祷告。
Do we have a lot of prayer?
我们是做了很多事情。
We have done a lot of action.
请人可能吃饭。
We invite people to meal.
可能搞这个搞那。
We do this, we do that.
多少的是一些话能够改变这个人。
But how many words can change a person?
所以我常常劝弟兄姊妹，我想我们都想去传传福音的。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, we all want to share the gospel.
我们能够因着你说话人改变。
But can someone change because of the words you say?
你知道我记得这次有一个信主。
I remember there was one time someone who recently believed.
一个研究院还是已经 PhD 了我忘了。他第一次来周六。
They were in graduate school, the first time coming on Saturday.
还不止一个朋友在里面。
And there was more than just one friend there.
你知道我坐在里面我头很晕。
And I was sitting there, I was dizzy.
但是我只是用一个晚上的时间跟，也没一个晚上了，就是时间结束我就离开了。
And so I was just using that time in the meeting, and then I left.
我完全不认识这些人。
I did not meet this person at all.
但是我很诚实地跟他们说。
But honestly, I told them.
谈了几个问题，希望他好好谈。
And I answered a few, I talked about a few questions.
我里面的感觉就是说他们可能也不听的。
And in my feeling, I thought maybe they won't listen.
但是我跟主说，我只能够说这个。
But I told the Lord, I can only say this.
我没办法再去讲什么，我也想不了这么多。
I cannot say anything else, and I can't think.
我就跟主说，可否就是我讲这个，有人听到
？And I was just praying to the Lord that if I say this,
因为有人告诉我，从来没听过。
Because someone said I never heard this before.
我说我没有什么得到什么东西的。
And so I didn't gain much.
我没想到，当我离开了，他发问题了。
I could have imagined that after I left, the person started asking.
他请弟兄来问我这个怎么回答。
And then brothers asked me how to answer these questions.
我就知道这个人会变。
And then I knew this person would change.
三个礼拜后，他信主。
And three weeks later, this person was saved.
我都没碰过。
And I didn't.
是别人在碰他。
And then afterwards, others interacted.
跟他说，他这个人三个礼拜信主。
And then three weeks later, this person believed.
我们今天啊，不是整天觉得你可以讲多少话。
Today we shouldn't think how many words I can say.
我们今天要知道主，我只是你的人。
But today we need to realize, Lord, I just belong to you.
话是从你来进去他心里面。
Words,
你要你用。
Words come from you to enter this person's heart. Lord, if you desire, you use these words.
主可能为了鼓励我。主想鼓励我。
Maybe because the Lord wanted to encourage me.
所以这段时间我倒是带了不止几个人信主。
So in this time, I've actually brought quite a few to the Lord.
因为我没想过我讲过他会信。
Because I could not imagine that through the words I share, someone could believe.
因为我真的能够想的事情不多。
Because truly what I can think of is not much.
我只是在想这个事情的时候，这个我是想的，我是跟。这个季风谈了一下。
And then I remember what, back when I was preaching the gospel with Brother Ji-Hong. And so I want to bring up this, testimony.
这个已经是二十多年前。
This is 20 years ago now.
他来我们聚会一年。
He came to our meeting for a year.
福音朋友。
Gospel friend.
我一句话都没跟他讲过。
I never spoke to him.
一年都没进主，但他来聚福音主。来聚会。
One year he didn't believe.
是不是福音主我都忘了。
Yeah, still,
反正他就来跟他们谈。
Yeah, he still came to the meeting.
我一直还是带其他同学去信主的。
And I was leading others to believe.
我就是没跟他谈。
I just never talked to him.
那天我载人出去，诶，季风在我车上。
And then one time I was driving people out, and then 季风 was in my car.
因为我知道他还没信主，我说你到我车上来吧。
And I didn't knew she wasn't safe, so I invited him to my car.
他不会坐在我第一个位置。
He wouldn't be the one who would sit next to me.
因为我心中那时候想对一个人说话。
Because in my heart, I wanted to speak to someone else.
虽然我带了五个同学朋友去，但是只有一个我想谈福音。
Though there were five in the car I was bringing, yet there was one person particularly I wanted to share the gospel with.
我没有想到我要开车，季风说我头晕，不能坐后面。
But when I was driving the car, imagine that Jifeng said, oh, I get car sick, so I can't sit in the rear seat.
你们可能有听过,
if you heard this before, just listen again. So then he sat at the front seat in the
passenger
seat. And so the one I wanted to talk to sat in the back.
去的时候,
so because my goal in my heart was still that other person.
很多地方到处跑一下,
and then so we were just traveling, and then we I just was having casual conversation with Jifeng.
回家的路上,
but on the way back home,
我里面突然有个感觉我要对坐我旁边人讲话,
I suddenly had a feeling I need to speak to the person sitting next to me.
我一年都没好好跟他谈话,
I had never seriously talked to him for a year.
既然有人要去跟他谈话, 我就不谈,
since there were others already reaching out, I didn't reach out.
对啊, 因为要接触的人很多,
because there's a lot of people we are reaching.
那一天我问他, 我说你来了一年, 你要信主吗?
And so then I asked him that time, you've come for a year, do you want to believe?
他说没有,
he said no.
也没有真的用心去讲,
and so he never really considered it, though he was already led by others for a year.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲,
so I can honestly tell brothers and sisters, I only had that duration from driving home from that trip.
我指我们弟兄讲说, 你要认真,
and I told our brothers, do you want to be serious about knowing the Lord?
你要知道我们弟兄是蛮认真的人,
you need to know our brother is serious.
但是没人跟他讲过,
but no one spoke to him this way.
所以我那一天我就说, 你现在要认真, 从这时候开始, 我都忘了几拜几了, 反正我说,
I can't remember exactly when this was, but I told him, from this time on, I will go visit your house.
你读福音书, 从第一章开始读起, 你有什么问题都可以问我。
You start reading the gospel book, starting from chapter 1. Whatever questions you have, ask me.
对啊, 你都来一年了嘛, 你现在有什么问题去问?
You've already come for a year. Whatever questions you have, ask me.
我说我每个礼拜来一次。
And I will come to your house once a week.
他周六要什么活动我都不参加的。
And then whatever activities they had on Saturday, I did not participate.
我再告诉你, 大概最多三次他信主。
And I can tell you, at most 3 times, he believed in the Lord.
请问他来一个一年在干嘛?
So let me ask you, for 1 year, what was he doing?
三次信主。
3 weeks, he believed.
你不止那个, 你看我们弟兄, 的确被主得着。
And not only that, we see how our brother has been gained by the Lord.
哈, 其实这个点啊, 我还有几个点可以跟你们讲。
Around this point, there's more things I could share on it.
但弟兄姊妹, 我今天负担还不是要讲这个。
But brothers and sisters, my burden today is actually not on this.
现在11:50。
It's already 11:50.
还在第一页呢。
I'm still on my first page.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹记得, 当圣经里面说到特别讲耶稣的时候,
so, brothers and sisters, in the books of the gospel, especially when it speaks of Jesus, I hope brothers and sisters see what specifically it speaks of.
耶稣在地上, 他究竟要告诉人什么?
What is Jesus speaking to man on earth?
特别年轻人, 你慢慢长大,
especially young people, as you get older,
你要知道耶稣为什么 在那里特别讲他一些事情。
We need to see why Jesus specifically says the things he says.
如果你能够抓到的话,
if you can grab onto this,
这个对你个人是很大的帮助。
It is of great help to you.
我今天想跟弟兄姊妹交通的,
today what I want to share with brothers and sisters,
我已经跟你们讲过, 我上次跟你们提的都是耶稣在地上, 你看到耶稣所做。
And I have shared before that what I had shared previously was what Jesus had done on earth.
我今天, 因为是今年还没过去, 我想我再讲一件事情。
And so before the year passes, I want to share one thing.
就是在主耶稣的身上, 你发现, 再没讲耶稣在地上的事,
that in Jesus' life, what he was doing,
not on the earth. 主耶稣已经不在地上,
oh, after Jesus had already ascended, what he was doing, the work that he still continued to do.
你发现在新约圣经里面, 耶稣都被提上去了。
We see that the rest of the New Testament is when after Jesus ascended,
但耶稣还是在跟人讲话。
But yet, this is still talking to man.
但是经过被他救的人对人讲话。
But it is through those who have been saved by him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是第二件事情我们要认识到。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the second aspect we need to know.
耶稣还在对人说话。
Jesus is still speaking to us.
但是不是直接就是一直跟你讲话，对着你讲话。
But it's not directly speaking to you face to face.
他现在所要说的，但是经过人对你说话。
But that today he is speaking through others to you.
并且这些人是被主在找。
And these are people who have been gained by the Lord.
今天的问题是，我们如果要传递主的话，有几句话主对你说的？
But the question is today, if I'm to share the words of the Lord, how many is what the Lord has actually spoken to me?
如果主没对你说话，你就讲什么？
If the Lord has not spoken to you, what are you going to say?
你就是讲道理。
Then you're just speaking knowledge.
人会不会信主，你也不知道。I just spend my time over there.
Whether someone believes or not, I don't know. I'm just spending my time there.
弟兄姊妹，记得你要见主的。
Brothers, remember, you need to meet the Lord one day.
并且在你见主的时候，是主正在用你的时候。
And when you meet the Lord, you need to know how the Lord has used you.
所以这个是我今天如果还有点时间，我跟你们有点交通。
So with the time remaining today, I want to share on this.
我如果定个题目，这个题目说主要完全得你，你要吗？
If I were to set a topic for today's message, it is the Lord wants to gain you completely. Are you willing?
所以如果完全要你，
if the Lord
你要吗？
If the Lord wants to gain you completely,
好好想想你自己。
Really consider yourself.
主真的要你。
The Lord really wants you.
你要吗？
Do you want that?
Well, 因为时间有些我要稍微有点改变。
Because of time, I'll have to change a little what I want to share.
你知道我本来就是想先提一提哈，因为我想讲四个点。
I just want to bring up because I want to share on four points.
第一个我要提到的就是说玛利亚，因为玛利亚那时候这个神选了她生耶稣啊。
And so first I want to bring up Mary. God chose her to give birth to Jesus.
其实如果你真的读的话，你要考虑一下这个玛利亚可以改变。
And when you read this,You need to consider how could Mary change?
你知道玛利亚还没二十岁。
We know Mary was not even 20.
有人告诉我她才十六岁。
Some say she was only 16.
我问你们二十几好吗？
And I ask you those who are in your 20s.
正在读，我们大学生不多啊，在读博士 maybe 还有几个，
and、
对吧？
Not many undergrads, perhaps those grad school or.
或者你在上班呢？
Maybe you're working.
你认为耶稣跟你说话要你，你接受吗？
If Jesus asked you today, he wants to use you, do you accept that?
我每次读玛利亚，我就觉得玛利亚怎么会被选上？
When I read the story of Mary, I consider how could Mary be willing to be used by the Lord?
因为这些故事我跟你提过，我就不提了。
Since I brought these stories up to you before, I won't read them again.
你读这段圣经，你会发现，当耶稣生下来，里面出现有西面。
And then after Jesus was born, you see that there was Simeon.
我们也看到撒加利亚跟他妻子以斯玛利以利沙伯。
And then we see Zachariah and his wife Elizabeth.
但是你发现啊，这些人的确是有点改变，但是有些等了好久才生那个孩子。
Yeah, and we see that there is they also have changed, and some had to wait so long before they could give birth.
那时候之前你会发现神用加百列跟这些人讲话。
And God through the angel Gabriel spoke to them.
但是对我来讲，我觉得有一件事情就是这个人能够有改变。
But to me, the most important is how can these people change?
你要知道在今天我们真的要主到哪里去。
And so today, if we really love the Lord,
这个不开玩笑的。
Wherever the Lord leads us to go, we go. This is no joke.
你要记得圣经主耶稣讲过的，被招的人多，选上的人少。
Remember what Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen.
问题为什么会圣经讲这句话？
Why does the Bible say these words?
因为主要招的人很多。
Because there are many who are called.
但是能够被选上的就是少的。
But those who could be chosen are very few.
今天有一个问题要问我们自己的话，我被选，选得上吗？
And so we have to ask the question today, if I am chosen, can I use?
能够越小的时候能够被选上，那是感谢主。
The younger we are that we can be chosen, the better.
如果你真的一直被拖，没啥用。
Because if you just delay and delay, that's no good.
这个只是做一个在教会里面过过生活可以了。
Then you are just someone who has a Christian life in the church.
你真的要被主选上，不开玩笑。
But to be really used, chosen and used by the Lord is not a joke.
特别我每一次都要对年轻人的讲，你们已经比较大一点。
I especially want to speak to young people, even though some of you are older.
要小的时候就要被主选到。
In your youth, to be used and chosen by the Lord.
一个孩子能够被主选的话。
If you could be chosen in your youth by the Lord.
那就如果你能够被主被主选上的话，要特别做父母 ，at least 一个是被主得着。
Especially for those parents, at least one needs to be gained by the Lord.
被主得着这个人还要不住的祷告。
And not only gained by the Lord, but to have ceaseless prayer.
并且主要做事的时候，我跟你讲，不开玩笑的。
And then when the Lord works, it is no kidding matter.
我想我讲点故事。
Share a story.
我六岁
When I was 6 years old,
我两个儿子因着我母亲的祷告神都不让他们活。我两个弟弟
Because of my mother's prayer, my two younger brothers passed away.
最后生了我女儿我女儿我的妹妹。
And then eventually had my younger sister.
你记得我才六岁。
Remember, I was only 6 years old then.
我那时候很想帮忙。
I really want to help out.
因为我们也有六岁嘛，还能够跑。
There are some six-year-olds here. You can really run around.
我替我妈不知道她煮什么很烫的水，我说我帮你拿过来。
And then so I was young, and then my mom was cooking some hot water, and I said, "Let me help you carry this over."
我拿了杯水就倒在我身上。
But then as I was holding it, I spilled it on myself.
整片就没掉。
And then the whole skin was burned.
你没做过母亲，你知道这是什么感觉、啊、
？And as a mother, you know what feeling this is.
这是不要命的事。
This is you takes your life.
如果你是做母亲的，你会做什么
？As a mother, what would you do?
立刻打电话去医院呢，我告诉你。
Quickly call the hospital.
叫我母亲啊，你看到我烧得乱七八糟的。
And then she saw that there were burns on my body.
一直为我祷告。
She just kept praying for me.
她跟我说，躺下来。
And she told me lie down.
不要再乱动。
Don't move around.
替我扫一下。她说，主在这里 cover.
And then she prayed and she said, the Lord.
我告诉你，我医院都没去过。我跟你讲，我有个小妹妹在那里。
I didn't go to the hospital. I even had my younger sister there.
你知道，我就那时候就好了，但是我的疤痕就在我身上。
And then so I healed, but the scar remains.
我人生的里面，神一直给我知道我是他的。
And throughout my life, the Lord reminded me I
belong. 这不是我要。
This is not what I wanted.
是我妈的祷告。
But it's through my mother's
prayer. 太多事。
There are so many things that happen.
我妈就是祷告。
And it's my mother's prayer.
一直在我身上变。
And it changed me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我说对，就大家你还没结婚，还没什么，好好做一个能够奉献给主。
And so for those who are not yet married, be the ones who can really consecrate. And then if you get married,
你能够奉献的话
and you can consecrate.
希望你生的孩子还没生下来已经被主得着
Then before your kids are even born, that you can be gained by the Lord.
才能够被主一直用这个人
Then the Lord can use you.
我读过过去一些这些传记的人
I read some of the people, biographies of those before.
他们六个孩子，他们一直在变。
That we see that for generations, up to even 6 generations, they continue.
我那时候读这些东西的时候，我一直在想，这些人怎么可能每一代每一代都在变呢？
I thought, how could generation after generation they be changed by the Lord?
有一件事打得我很厉害。
One thing that really impacted
就是他们六个都是儿子， 都奉献给主。
That through these six generations, all of them were able to consecrate.
他们只有一个祷告说主，再生一个一定比过去更好。
Their only prayer was the next one that we give birth to must be even more serious than the one before.
我再有一个不会再叫这样的世界的。
And if I have another child, they cannot pursue the world.
并且真实的被你得着。
But they must be gained by you.
我读了这些人的见证。
我
很年轻就读过他们的历史。
I read these biographies. I even read these when I was young.
说弟兄姊妹，我特别为你们年轻的祷告。
I especially pray for you younger ones.
能够从幼年的时候，说你不止得着我，得着我下一代，在生下来就得着。
That you consecrate yourself to the Lord, and you can pray to the Lord that not only gain me, but my next generation, once they are born, that you gain them.
在他长大了之后，他也还是被主得着，他所下面的孩子得着的。
And that when they grow up, they can be gained by the Lord, and that, that their children can also be gained by the Lord.
我希望弟兄姊妹啊，因为这些都是传记里面，希望你们有机会读读这些人，甚至但他不讲太多了，但主怎么用他们。
And so I hope you have time to read these biographies and see how the Lord used these people.
我还写了一个，我就再讲一下吧。
One more I would like to share.
我21岁来美国。
I came to America when I was 21.
可能你们有些人都知道。
And some of you have heard the story before.
你知道我以前穿这些衣服，什么都是最流行的衣服。
And you, when I, my, the way I was dressing, I was, it was very trendy.
我父母管得了吗？管不了。
And could my parents, control me? They could not.
那有一件奇妙的，就是说聚会的时候不给我这样穿，其他管不了。
So the amazing thing is, during the meetings, I would not dress this way. But any other time, I would do as I want.
但是当我终于来出国来美国了，我21岁。
But then when I left to come to America when I was 21.
一般人都18岁就出国了，我都没出国。
Some usually leave when they're 18, but I didn't leave until I was 21.
当我真的出来的时候，我里面有个感觉，我全部衣服全变。
And then I had the feeling that I had to change my clothes.
我不再穿那些衣服。
I don't want to wear those clothes anymore.
哎呦，我头发留得很长。
And then at that time, I also had long hair.
我出去人家都不知道我是男的还是女。
And then people from the hair couldn't tell if I was a guy or girl.
但是我出国，我全部剪头。
But then when I left the country, I come to America, I cut my hair.
所以这个好像对我来讲就是搞宗教的东西啊。
To me, it was like I was doing some religious things.
信是不可能不信的了，不过要信的怎么样？哎，另外一回事。
I knew I had to believe in the Lord, but how I should live is another matter.
我刚出国，才出国40天，就出来读书。
And then so after I left the country, I came to US to study, after 40 days,
我那天突然间肚子非常的痛。
I had very severe stomach pains.
我还到学校去拿点吃的。
And then I had some food to eat from the...
买冰呢，拿点东西买去，我根本没可能吃。
I even went out to buy some dinner, but there's no way I could even eat it.
我就躺在床上，我一回到我的 dorm 里面呢，我没有，他们都放假了，我一个人躺在那里，痛得不得了。
And then, so that day was a break, and everyone, so I was just lying there on my bed.
你知道，
so、
我没有 insurance, 我没有看病，啥都没有。
I did not have insurance, I couldn't see anyone.
所以也没有人可以问。
And I had no one to ask.
我就躺在那里。
I was just lying there.
痛得不得了。
And it was so much pain.
这些我是有点学习的。
And so I had some learning of that.
第一个求主赦免我啊，这个什么罪也想到什么罪都求主赦免了，这个没办法。
So I asked the Lord for forgiveness. Whatever sins I could think of, I asked the Lord to forgive me.
什么祷告完，肚子痛的不得了。
So after all these prayers, my stomach pain still was.
我去哪个医院呢？
And I thought, what a hospital was
it? 啥都不懂。
I didn't know anything.
没问过。
I didn't ever ask anyone.
也没买。
I didn't have insurance.
但是突然有个想法
，Suddenly a thought came。
我就问说：“你是有话要跟我说吗
？”Is there words you want to speak to me？
因为我已经经过很多次了，所以这个已经不是特别了。我说：“主，你是有话要跟我说吗
？”Because I had gone through experience before, so I praise the Lord. Do you have words to speak to me？
哦，这个不完了，开玩笑了。一安静下来，那句话就来了。主说：“我要你奉献给我，
And this is...
侍奉我。”
And this is no kidding matter because when I quieted down, I heard the Lord ask, "Are you going to consecrate yourself and serve me?"
主已经以前问过我。
The Lord has asked me that many times.
我的答应都是不要。
And my answer is always no.
我说不行。
And I said, Lord, I cannot do this.
但那些躺的都痛成那个样子。
I was in so much pain.
我也不是因为很痛的原因才这样回答他。
And it wasn't just because of the pain that I responded.
主耶稣那时问这个问题，我发现我的挣扎过。
And when the Lord asked that question, I realized the struggle had passed.
主要你要用我，都可以。
And I told the Lord, you want to use me anyway.
世界不追求。
I won't pursue the world.
你要我奉献这样的侍奉都可以。
Yeah, you want me to consecrate.
只要你要我，我答应。
As long as you want me, I am willing.
我就看出还有没有问题要问我。
And I waited to see if the Lord had any other questions.
我等老半天都没问题问我。
And then I waited, and there's no any more questions.
我知道问完。
And I know it was done.
我就躺在那里。
And I was laying there.
之后我就好了。
And then shortly after, I was healed.
我基本上没这样痛过。
I haven't experienced such pain in my life.
我从床上爬起来，整个床单全部都是水。
And then when I got off my bed, the bed sheets was covered in sweat.
当然有些事情我要想一想，我有东西要变。
Of course, thinking back, I realized there's things.
那是后来的事，我开始变。
And then that was afterwards.
我今天就不讲。
And I won't share that today.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天你要被抓住的。
Brothers and sisters, today if you want to be captured by the Lord,
这是第一个事，我其实很多都没提，我来提第二个事。
And then so that was just the first point. Now move on to the second point.
其实这里很多的事情你们都知道的。
And in fact, you know these things.
我已经告诉了你，这里是主要得人。
But we see that this is Jesus trying to gain
man. 我之前是讲到主耶稣在地上告诉你认识耶稣怎么做事。
And so before I spoke of when Jesus was physically on this earth, what he was doing,
主耶稣要给我们认识他怎么做的。
Jesus wants us to know how he does things.
现在主耶稣被提上去了。
But now Jesus has ascended to heaven.
说主今天要如果你真的要主奉献给主，主直接跟你讲话。
And so if you really want the Lord and consecrate yourself to Jesus,The Lord will speak directly to you.
所以第二个人我要提到就是扫罗。
And so the second person I want to speak of is Saul.
那如果讲扫罗，你知道是谁吗
？Do you know which Saul I'm talking about?
他以后就叫保罗了。
Saul became Paul.
为什么扫罗后来变保罗
？How did Saul become Paul?
你知道保罗啊，这个人很热心的。
We know that Saul was a very fervent person.
你知道他这个犹太人啊，他也是守律法，哇，守得非常好。
That as a Jew, he kept the law very well.
如果你读他的历史的话，你发现啊，他基本上什么律法他都守得好好的。那个他当讲他见证的时候，都讲他什么都守得好好。
That when you read Paul's own testimony, you see that he kept the law very well.
要知道这个人神不。放过主不放过他。
We see that our Lord did not let this person go.
但你想好
Think carefully.
主说我不放过你，你肯活吗
？If the Lord says I will not let you go, how will you live?
对扫罗来讲，他从来也不知道主没放过他。
And for Saul, he never knew that Jesus, the Lord did not let him go.
那对他来讲，神要找出我是真的。
So he knew God was real.
对。所以对扫罗来讲，因为他不是叫保罗，所以他我一定要守着神怎么说怎么说。
And so he said, I must hold the law that God established.
很多我可能要跳过，但是他看到有基督徒被抓，他也很高兴。
I have to skip over some details, but when Saul saw that Christians were being taken captive, that he was happy about it.
那时候有一些主用的人被杀了，他里面还 OK 的，非常好的。
And when those who were used by the Lord were killed, that he felt okay with it in his heart.
我想我就提起一个事情，主有一天终于找他。
I'll just mention a few things that one day the Lord finally revealed himself and saw Paul.
主耶稣说：“保罗，保罗，你为什么？”
扫罗，
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这个扫罗回答说，他说， 他说我你究竟是谁
？And Saul's response is, Lord, who are you?
OK， 你要看的，我没时间给你们看的，这《使徒行传》22章。
九章啊。
使徒行传第22章第七八节。
Oh, Acts chapter 22 verse 7 and 8. And we see Saul's response to the Lord is, Lord, who are you?
然后耶稣就回答说，你是逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
你要把第十节要读，反正就是那一段哈。那他就回答说，主啊，我当做什么
？And then Saul's response was, What shall I do, Lord?
然后呢，这主再回答说，起来，进大马士去，将所派你给我的事会告诉你。
And the Lord's response is, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you'll be told all things which are appointed for you to do.
你有遇过有人信主是这样子吗？
Have you ever met someone who was saved in this way?
我跟你讲，我们今天有人要信主是连眼睛都瞎到这样的情况信主的，我看来是零啊，还没见到这种人。
I have never met a single person who was saved because they were blinded by the Lord.
因为神要用这个人。
Because God wanted to use this person.
愿意被主做。
And Are you willing to be used by the Lord?
你要知道，这个是叫他信主。
You need to see this was for him.
这里不是叫一个已经信主。
This is not for someone who is already saved.
你知道有一个我在香港有个弟兄比我大概大九岁十岁吧。
In Hong Kong, there was a brother who was around 9-10 years old.
一个博士生，他已经赚的不错的一个教授。
And he was a professor, and he had already made a good living.
当主呼召他服侍他奉献给他，他做不到。
And when the Lord called him to consecrate his life and serve the Lord, he couldn't do it.
因为我很小的时候认识这个弟兄。
Because I knew this brother since I was young.
这个弟兄对主不错。
He was.
他就是不奉献。
He was a good brother, but he just could not consecrate himself.
主一旦选中你，你逃不掉。
But once the Lord chooses you, you cannot escape.
他又天天出去，我就去当教授去做事吧。
And one time he was out and doing his job as a professor.
大量出血。
And then he had internal bleeding.
大量出血，就躺在路上。
And then he collapsed on the road.
他大概只有三十多岁。
He was only in his 30s at that time.
他就是不奉献。
He just could not consecrate himself.
完全晕在路上。
And then he collapsed on the road.
送到医院去。
And then he was sent to the hospital.
就一件事，奉献还是不奉献。
And there's only one thing for him, whether he would consecrate or not.
奉献，现在就死掉回国。回到主那里去。
And then if he didn't consecrate, he would just die and be with the Lord then.
就这么简单了。
It was so simple.
你知道我们的弟兄啊，他那天奉献。
Our brother that day gave his life to the Lord, consecrated.
对我说，知道他没有再出血。
And from what I know, he no longer had that bleeding.
他 quit 掉他的 PhD, 当教授。
And he quit his profession as a professor. And went to
serve. 虽然他没有跟我们一起服侍哈，他有他的想法。
So he no longer served with us, he went his own way.
但是我们的神还是选到他。
But our God still chose him.
你要知道，我们的神要得到保罗。
We know that God wanted to gain Paul.
还要把他改成扫，从扫罗变成保罗。
And he wanted to change him from Saul to Paul.
神在这个保罗身上所做的事是不开玩笑。
And so the work that God did in Paul's life is no joke.
从他眼睛又看得见，他把自己分开去好好再读过圣经。
And after his vision was restored, he separated himself away and then carefully read the scripture again.
大概两年三年的时间，这本全变。
And then around 2 or 3 years time, this person completely changed.
命都不要的服侍主。
He disregarded his own life to serve the Lord.
你读他的见证的话，你发现他随时都死。
You read his testimony, you find he could die at any moment.
但是他还活着。
But yeah, he continued to live.
He's still alive. Yeah, 这个我想我是给你们知道啊，主为什么要得着扫罗呢
？And so I would share this to know why the Lord gains desire to gain Saul.
你发现这个扫罗成为一个不住祷告的人。
we see that Saul was one who had ceaseless prayer.
他只说一件事情, 带人信主,
and then he just did one thing, he brought others to believe.
因为那时候没什么人信主,
because at that time, not many believed.
但是像保罗, 后来要讲神的话语, 想得非常难的一些话语, 希望以后的人能够明白。
And we see that Paul spoke some very heavy words that are difficult to understand, hoping that those in the future can understand it.
我们发现神选他,改他,
we see that God chose him and changed him.
训练他,
trained him.
用他为主受苦,
used him for the Lord.
这就是保罗,
this is Paul.
我们能够说我一天真的要求我能够被主得着吗?
And so can we say that one day I want to be truly used by the Lord?
好,我要第三个,
the third person,
第三个,我要讲马可,
I want to share about Mark.
你知道,这些圣经啊, 我没时间读了,
I don't have time to read through all these verses.
我只是跟你讲一讲, 马可14章里面, 第51节, 他那里说, 少年人, 赤身铺着一块麻布跟随耶稣众人就叫抓他他就丢了麻布赤身逃走了。In
Mark chapter 14 verse 51 and 52 it's record. Now a certain young man followed him having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body and the young man laid hold of him and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked.
如果你读传记的话你会知道马可根本就好玩。
If you read the history, you see that Mark was just there for fun.
他没有真的被主得着,他就好奇。
He wasn't really gained by the Lord, he was just curious.
我们只不知道他母亲是不是在祷告。
But we don't know how his mother was praying.
他父亲没提到,就是只有他母亲怎么祷告。
It's not bring up his father, but about his mother.
我们后面就提到,这个彼得被 主从监牢里面把他放出来之后，他找到了，就到了马可他母亲玛利亚家里。就这样讲就好了。And
then so we know that when Peter was freed from prison, he went to Mark's mother's home.
但是你看到这个年轻人慢慢一直长大。And
then we see that this young person slowly started growing up.
所以有一天，这个还叫扫罗呢，还没叫保罗呢。扫罗跟巴拿巴一起就带着这个。
And then we see that Barnabas and Saul brought Mark with them on their journey. But then we see that later on, Mark saw it was too difficult, so then he left. Whether he was saved or not, we don't know, but regarding service at least, he left the service.
保罗已经把马可拒绝了。So
when Barnabas and Paul were going to go on another journey, Paul had rejected Mark and did not want Mark.
有些人可能是好心啊什么，他还是想要好像巴拿巴这样子，还是要保住，还是要跟这个马可要拉住他。But
Barnabas still wanted to help Mark.
你发现圣经里面哈，这个巴拿巴就不见了。
And then from this point on, we see the Bible no longer records any about
Barnabas.
And then the Saul became Paul, we see only what Paul did remain.
如果你读福音书里面,这个,路加福音,读福音书里面,你会发现马可已经没掉了。And
then if we read the other gospel books or the rest of it, we see it doesn't record anything else about Barnabas. And it doesn't record any more about Barnabas.
但是如果你读到后面的圣经的,
But if you continue reading in the Bible,
我没时间再跟你们好好读了。这个，我想在哥罗西书里面有提到，这结束的时候，保罗说他特别提到马可。
At the end of the book of Colossians, Paul especially brings up Mark.
就是说他终于看到马可有变。And
then he saw that Mark had changed.
如果你 读到彼得前书五章十三节下面有一句话。
And then if you read in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13, it says these words.
彼得说，我儿子马可也问你们安。
And it says, greet you and so does Mark my son.
说彼得说，这个马可变了。
And so Peter also is saying, this Mark has changed.
他虽然之前真的不行。
Although in the beginning he couldn't.
但他才年轻的时候，所以才三十几岁，跟赵月最多三十岁，他是变的人。
But in his, when he was young, maybe at most 30, he changed.
这个人真的变。
This person truly changed.
我们不知道主怎么变他。
We don't know how the Lord changed him.
但是神变他。
But he changed him.
如果你真的好好读的话。
And if you read carefully,
你发现啊。四卷福音书里面第一卷就是马可福音出来的。
We see that the first book written of the Gospels was Mark.
不是其他三卷先出来的。
It wasn't,
马可先出来的。
Wasn't the other three Gospel books that were written first. Mark was written.
你说马可怎么会被选上呢？
How could Mark be chosen?
他完全跟不了的。
Yet,
但是保罗根本也跟不了。
In the beginning, he couldn't even follow Paul.
但这个人变了。
But this person changed.
这个人真的被主得着。
This person was used by the Lord.
不止真的被主得着，从年就是年轻就得着。
And then not only gained, but even from when he was younger,
young, 就被主得着。
He was gained by the Lord.
所以你发现，当新约圣经要出来的时候
，And so we see when the New Testament was written,
我们发现马可变了。
We see that Mark changed.
奇妙
This is amazing.
年轻的弟兄姊妹要改变
Brothers and sisters, we need to change.
我是特别对年轻的说
I especially speak to those who are younger.
必须变
You must be changed.
因为你一定要见主的
Because you will meet the Lord.
你变了
Will you change?
还有一个要生的孩子能够从幼年的时候应该有父亲或者母亲能够有一个祷告，就是用这个人。
And also for your kids, that when your kids are young, they will be used by the Lord as well.
所以我是提了哈，马可第一个被用上。
And so we see that Mark was first used.
他才只写了十二章，十二卷。
12
chapters, right?
16 chapters.
马可福音。
Mark ended up writing 16 chapters.
要16章对，所以我们今天读这些哈，要知道主在纪念我们。
And so we need to know that the Lord remembers us.
希望我们会被主选上。
May we be chosen by the Lord.
当然，今天年纪大了还是怎么样啊，还是要主的。
And if you consider yourself older in age, you still need to desire the Lord.
要年长要带到孩子，没这种例子。
Maybe when you're older, it's harder to gain.
但是年长的人还是有被主得着。
But when you're older, you can still be gained by the Lord.
所以从年长的时候，主还留年日的时候，要被主得着。
So though you're older, while the Lord still gives you days, you still need to be used.
但是对年轻的，我希望你不止自己得着。如果主给你结婚有孩子，孩子就是从出生就被主得着。
But for those who are young, not only are you gained, but if one day you get married and you have kids, that your kids could also be gained by the Lord.
我应该这样，在你怀孕的时候就得着。
That even when you're pregnant, that baby will be gained by the Lord.
我想最后一个我就提一下好了。
I'll just bring up one more.
最后一个我要提到的是提摩太。
The last person I want to bring up is Timothy.
你知道提摩太啊。在提摩太后书第一章第五节有一句话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, it says this.
我说我也看一下这个是在提摩太后书。提摩太后书第一章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以 和你母亲有你记心里的，我心深信也在你的心里。
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
你知道提摩太最后还是在圣经里面。
We see that Timothy was recorded in the Bible.
圣灵会选上提摩太的，这不是开玩笑。
And it is no joking matter that the Holy Spirit chose Timothy.
如果你活在那两千年前，你也学过主的话，可能一卷都没上来过。
And so, at that, if you lived at that time, perhaps nothing you did would be recorded.
但提摩太被选上。
But Timothy was chosen.
他里面有他的痛苦。
Timothy has his difficulties, his suffering.
但是神要他。
But the Lord wanted him.
所以你发现啊，到保罗好一点的时候讲的话，当保罗要被要离世的时候，再写给提摩太，写给提摩太一次。
So we see that when Paul was old and older and he was about to depart from this earth, he once again wrote another letter to Timothy.
每一次我读这个，这是我很多年前读的。
And so every time I read this, even though I first read this many years ago,
他说外祖母罗伊和母亲尤尼基。
It says about his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
我是一个弟兄。
As a brother.
为什么没有提过外祖父呢
？Why does it not bring up his grandfather？
为什么没有母啊父亲
？Why does it not bring up father？
说告诉你，所有弟兄都没有。
So it tells you that there is no brother recorded。
是剩下有姊妹的。
There's only the sisters that remain。
这里还有两个。
And there's also two here。
说弟兄姊妹，不开玩笑。
So, brothers and sisters, this is no joking matter.
我读这个我就很怕，我就啥都没了。
And so when I read this, I was very scared that I would have nothing.
也不代表你姊妹就有。
And it does not mean that by default, then the sister.
为什么这里会提到两个姊妹
？Well, how could it record? Why does it record two sisters here?
一个外祖母，老的一个年轻一点叫母亲。
One is the grandmother who is older, and then the mother who is a little younger.
弟兄姊妹，主快回来了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is returning soon.
如果主有一天延后回来，
If the Lord does delay His return,
我们是谁？
Who are we?
或者你会是谁？
Who will you be?
你能够成为一个主说我选上？
Can you be someone that the Lord says I have chosen?
就算他们可能没办到怎么才能够见主。
Or maybe you won't be someone so
can see the Lord.
Can see the Lord.
但是呢，最少这个母亲还是用得着这个人。
But yet.This mother could be used by the Lord.
她可能几岁就已经主动说我已经接受。
And maybe when she was younger, the Lord already gained her.
说弟兄姊妹，记住这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, remember this thing.
我常常说，如果主给我机会，我会跟你们讲一些很多故事。
If the Lord gives me opportunity, I would like to share with you many of them.
我又跟你们讲一个就差不多了。
And I'll just share you one more, and that'll be it.
有一个叫做我叫哥。哥波波
I call it, this is like my godfather.
这个弟兄在中国，他那时候不在中国，他在哪里我都忘了。但是说给尼托森弟兄做得着的人。
And so this person was gained by Brother Washington Nee.
我出生都给他们夫妻两个照顾我。
And then so, I was taken care of by these people.
我常常去他们家。
I would often go to their home.
其实很多东西我是不懂的。
There's many things that I didn't understand.
但是我一直在学。
But I was learning.
我在眼中就一直在看。
And then I was seeing how they live with my eyes.
你要知道这个老弟兄活到九十岁。
This old brother lived to his 90s.
直到那个年后面他还会跟我父亲说有些路还是走错。
And then even at that age, he would tell my father, like, there are ways that I walked incorrectly.
但是我因为他是医生。
So he was a doctor.
但他这个是完全在主的手中的。
But his life was completely in the Lord's
hand. 他的妻子你要知道我大概七八岁看过他妻子跟柯姊妹他们
So when I was 7 or 8, I saw his wife and sister.
葬人的地方，这个应该怎么讲？
At the
graveyard. 他们在那里大概有七八个姊妹祷告。
And then there were 7 or 8 sisters there at the gravesite praying.
小朋友只有我。
And I was the only kid there.
很老远的，就是只是我不会吵的，就是看着他们的祷告。
And I didn't disturb them, but I was just watching how they prayed.
我到今天都还记得。
I still remember to today.
你要知道，今天主要回来。
We know that today the Lord is returning.
有多少人还起得来？
How many people can rise up?
这是我一直的祷告。
So this is my prayer.
就快回来。
Lord is returning soon.
我们有多少是一直被在这些人身上工作？
How many of us can be used like the Lord used those people?
我在这些姊妹们身上做了太多事情。
The Lord has done so many works in these sisters.
不停的，神在他们身上就是一直在做事。
The Lord is doing work non-stop.
但是他们已经是给主。They
belong, but they
什么环境都可以take。
Whatever circumstance they can take it.
就是要得着神的家。Just
to gain God's house.
所以那些年这些有一些被主在找。
And so there are those who are gained by the Lord.
但是对我个人来说,
but for me personally,
跟我年纪差不多，大一点、小一点，我跟你全部没掉。
Those around my age,
大概只有两三个还在。
Only around 2 or 3 still remain.
How do they learn? I don't know. 我不知道他们怎么学的。
I don't know how they learned.
所以我们今天真的主要回来。
Lord is coming back soon.
求主能够得着。
May the Lord gain people.
所以最后我想提一点。
Lastly, I want to share.
因为在福音书里面有告诉我们, 曾经好像有被主用过的结果失去。
In the books of the gospel, it also tells us of those who were used by the Lord, but then were lost later.
这是提摩太后书4章10节上面讲了一句话，因为底马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。So
in the New Testament, it speaks of those specifically about Demas who, because of the pleasures of the world, forsook following the Lord.
走掉了。
He left.
曾经有被人带过。
There, he was following the Lord.
只是跟着人聚会这样过日子的。
Oh, but he was just following people.
到环境变，这个人就没了。
When the circumstances change,
今天有很大的问题，就是我们跟着聚会走。So
a big problem we have today is that we're just following the meeting.
跟着聚会走是没啥用。If
we just follow the meeting,
跟着别人带带就没什么用。If
we just follow the meeting or someone leading us,
我们真的要被主带上。We
really need to be personally gained by the Lord.
不是我没有跟人家不同，但是我是跟着主。
It's not that we purposely want to be different from others, but I follow the Lord.
当这个人离开了,
so that when this person leaves, this person remains still following the Lord.
跟不上的人是很多,
there are many who cannot keep up.
就是跟着外面做,
or they're just following the outward thing.
我年轻的时候也学过这个,
and that, when I was young, I learned it that way.
神不放过我,
but the Lord did not let me go.
我们必须学这个功课,
we must learn this lesson.
我们才有机会我们见主的时候还走得下去。
Then in that day when we meet the Lord, we can
sing. 活着我们还能够带着人能够走下去。
And that we can bring people continue.
所以我告诉弟兄姊妹啊, 我一直讲奉献给主。
So that's why I've been sharing so much. You need to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
奉献给主不是拿来讲讲的。
Consecration is not just to talk
about. 因为你真的奉献, 神不放过你。
Because if you consecrate yourself, the Lord will
never let you go. 哪有可能放过你过的。
The Lord will never let you go.
不停地工作在你身上。
He will continue to work endlessly in your life.
你以为你都对吗?
Do you think you are completely
right? 你可以找个年长带你吗?
Could you just find an elder brother?
No, 神在你身上就在工作。
No, the Lord is directly working in your life.
根本就不放过你。
He will not let you go.
所以弟兄姊妹，知道什么叫奉献？
So brothers and sisters, do you know what consecration means?
因为主今天要得着每一个人。
Because today the Lord wants to gain every single one.
不停地工作。
And He is working non-stop. Why?
为什么要用你？
Because the Lord wants to use you.
但是如果我们没有被主用，
But if we do not want to be used by the Lord,
十字架也不会做什么事。
Then we will also not have the working of the cross in our lives.
很多都是年轻的。
Many of you are young.
我们可以在从年轻的时候就失去。
We could be lost from our youth.
所以但愿主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们搞点基督教的东西可以。
It's easy to do some Christian activities.
要走上主的路，不开玩笑。
But it is hard and no joking matter to walk the way of the Lord.
我们要知道主在选人。
We need to know the Lord is choosing people.
谁愿意被主选？
Who is willing to be chosen by the Lord?
你不可以等到退休，反正我现在不要世界，我现在被主用。
You can't just say, I'll wait until I retire, because then I'm no longer pursuing the world endless I can be used by the Lord. And it's too late.
已经过期了。
It's past time.
所以我一直讲是年轻。
So I keep saying, when you're
因为要改变一个人，哪这么很容易？
Because to change a person is not easy.
有多少要改变我们这个人才有一天能够用我？
How much the Lord has to change us before he can use us?
一般二十年。
Usually 20 years.
不然就三十年
，then 30 years，
不然就四十年
，then 40 years。
必须先改变这个人
，the Lord has to change this person，
才能够用这个人
，to be able to use this person。
所以我特别对年轻的讲
，so especially to those who are young，
好好的被主用
，to be used by the Lord。
当然最希望是弟兄
，of course we desire brothers to be used。
很多时候你读圣经又发现弟兄就是少
，but then when you read the Bible you see there are few brothers。
你读传记也是弟兄少。
You read history, there are few brothers.
但是姊妹倒是多。
But there are many sisters.
所以希望姊妹真的能够被主得着。
So may sisters also be truly gained by the Lord.
不然弟姊妹没有的也是没有。
Because if there's sisters are not gained,
我们有个机会能够等到主回来。
We have the opportunity today to wait for the Lord's return.
主给我们买下这个地方。
And the Lord has given us this
meeting place. 就是给我们有机会等到主回来。
Is for us to gather and wait for the Lord's return.
但愿我们这里能够被主得着我。
So may the Lord gain us here.
求主给我们能够真实的被主得着。
May the Lord truly gain us.
我刚刚已经跟你们讲过这个，我这次跟你们讲的。
I have shared it with you, but I want to repeat it again.
主要完全得你。
The Lord wants to completely gain.
或者这样说，主要完全得人，你要吗
？Or to put another way, the Lord wants to completely gain.
你反正要就是要得这个世界吗
？Or would you rather gain the world?
就是你是要得主，你真的要得主吗
？Do you really want to gain the Lord?
主在找人。
The Lord is looking for people.
我对年轻的，真的好好被主得着。
To the young people.Truly be gained by the Lord.
好了，我没时间再提了。
I have no time to bring up any more points.
我想唱一首诗歌，因为我们到这一年的最后一个月了，他们最后一个月的最后一个主日了。
We're to the almost the last week of the year.
我才是希望弟兄姊妹全心要主。
My hope is that all brothers and sisters would love the Lord with all your heart.
这首诗歌也是孙弟兄写的。
And this is also a song that Brother Sun wrote.
这个302页第六首。
It's 302 number 6.
我唱另外一个调。
We'll use the other tune.
你再唱一次吧。
Yeah, play it through once.
希望弟兄姊妹看到这句话，人生，哎呀，我中文都不会读了。人生大声一点，那个什么？
瞬间，
瞬间，对，突然间忘了。人生瞬间即消失，一下子就过了。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that you will pay close attention to this first line. This life will soon pass away.
我们要从年轻就要跟主说，不许。
Our heart to the Lord is we do not want this time to pass in vain. We do not want to live in vain.
如果你不是全力要主的话，主根本就不跟你讲话。
If you don't completely want the Lord don't talk to you.
如果你从年轻就要的话，主会讲话。
But if you want him from your youth, the Lord will speak to you.
我就机会侍奉主。
is the time to serve the Lord.
这不是说我在用世界我来侍奉主，这不是计划，一点关系都没有。
It is not saying that I use the world to serve the Lord. That's not related to this at all.
为了成果到永远。
But for work that lasts to eternity.
我们唱一首。
We'll sing it together. Lord, once again we come before you.
主啊，你是永远不改变的主。
You are the God who never changes.
主啊，我们知道你快要回来。
We know you are coming back soon.
主啊，给我们都是在这里等候见你的人。
May we all be those who wait for your return.
你如果延后的回来。
And if you delay your return.
主啊，但愿我们一直彼此的激励。
May we continue to encourage one another.
我们都激励的。 活在你的面前,
that we would live before you,
侍奉你,
serve you,
造就你,
to gain,
讨你的喜悦,
to be pleasing to you.
说, 纪念我们,
remember us.
我们特别把年轻的弟兄姊妹交托你,
we especially give the young brothers and sisters into your hands.
让年轻的弟兄姊妹能够很多的能够把自己完全奉献给你,
that many of these young brothers and sisters can consecrate their lives to you.
我也把这些要做父母的这 弟兄姊妹交托你,
and we give these brothers and sisters who will be parents into
your hands. 他们生孩子的时候,
that when they have their children,
他们不止自己奉献给你,
not only will they themselves be consecrated,
他们把每一个所生的孩子都奉献给你,
but all the children you give them also be consecrated.
天天奉献给你,
consecrated daily.
所以愿意是每一个都到你面前,
that every single person will come
to you. 所以我们切切地需要你,
we really need you.
救我们到底。
Save us to the end.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们聚会就到此。
Our meeting will end here today.